Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Well, Hag Shemaic and Shalom from our home to yours on the second night of the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. I've got Christy joining me tonight, and the message that I'm bringing is God's Witness Protection Program. But one of the things I want you to prepare for is this, is that, you know, the Lord gave us a word several weeks ago about one of the things we can do together, and that is to be able to blow the shofar in the mornings, every day when we start, anoint our necks with oil, put on our Psalm 91 Key of David tallits, that it's not a special tallit, but any tallit covering, and pray Psalm 91 together and seal it with communion. And so we're going to do that tonight. And, you know, I when I spoke this word out and the Lord said about following this sequence of sound the alarm, Numbers chapter 10, verse 9, be remembered before the Lord, and then also be delivered from your enemies, and then anoint our necks with oil, according to Isaiah, that says the anointing oil breaks the yoke. So we actually decree that we break the yokes off our necks. So that means all the generational curses all the way back to the garden, and then that we would put on, so to say, the robe of righteousness, the key of David that opens doors no man can shut, Isaiah 22 and 22. So we're doing that. So we put on the anointing oil first, break the yoke, then we come into the presence of the Lord, going into the courts of heaven pure. And then we decree Psalm 91, which is the, I think, one of the most powerful protective types decrees that you can make. And then we take communion together. And we're going to do that tonight. But we're going to do that after I bring you this short teaching on God's Witness Protection Program. It's interesting when God gave this to me, because one of the things that we've experienced, we've been doing this for 30 years, not this actual practice, but walking with the Lord 30 years. And one of the things that the patterns we have seen, particularly in the last few years, is that during this time between the fall feast, between Rosh Hashanah, the awakening blast, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that 10-day period, and then leading up to where we are now, we're into the Feast of Tabernacles, that God will promote, he'll increase and multiply during these fall feasts. But one of the things that we've learned is that the enemy says, I mean, the Lord says about the enemy, is that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but he also, in the parable of the seed, that he comes to steal the seed. He says the enemy is a robber, and he trials and tribulations come immediately for the word's sake. So one of the things that Christy and I had on our heart today is we want to basically put the understanding of putting us into God's Witness Protection Program. And, you know, the U.S. Marshals provide a service, and the service is for security, health, and the safety of your family. And if you have evidence or a testimony against a powerful terrorist or a robber or some type of a mafia person, whatever it may be, if you have the testimony, then your life is in danger. So they put you into a witness protection program until you can get into the court and testify to the judge that this has actually happened. And so as I was meditating on that, and Christy and I were talking about it, we thought, my gosh, that's what happens during the fall feast. It happens all the time, but particularly in this time, because what happens is you get a healing, you get a testimony, and then the enemy wants to go into the courts of heaven as the accuser of the brethren and make accusation against you that it's not real. He immediately comes because, see, your testimony of you being healed, made whole, Your heart's no longer broken. You're empowered. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You've taken off the corona crown and you've put on the crown of righteousness, the incorruptible crown, the rejoicing crown, the born again crown, all those things. Then the enemy wants to come and try to steal that evidence. And so anyway, I'm going to have Christy pray for us, because what I want you to know tonight is this: three things. I want you to know that God is real. Okay. Your testimony is real. How do you protect it? Second, see that when you start believing in God, know that the enemy is going to come. The scripture says, if you knew the thief was going to come, you'd be prepared. Well, anytime you get a promotion or a testimony, the thief comes. And third, I want you to feel. So I want you to know, see, and feel the security from tonight's experience and teaching how to secure God's promotions, treasures, blessings, healing, and promotion. Okay. So I'm going to ask that Christy pray for us, pray for me as I speak this out. And then we're going to close with blowing the shofar, anointing our necks, Psalms 91 and communion. Okay. So let's go. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Father, we just give praise and thanksgiving to you this evening. We thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need. And Lord, you know more than the rest of us even know, you know how much we are in need. The whole wide world is in need. But Lord, you've got an answer. You have an answer. So we come tonight and we give praise and thanksgiving for the feast, because it's such a time of retrospection. It's such a time of being able to open ourselves up to you, Father, so that you can say, do this and don't do that, and do this and don't do that. And you choose a way for us, Father, that makes life so much easier and so much better and so much more peaceful.
Yes,
so that's
Lord.
What we desire in you. And we praise you and thank you that tonight you are filling Rabbi's mouth with your heart, that your heartbeat, Father, will come forth pouring out of him like rivers of living water, not stale water, living water that moves forth, never ending, never stopping, Father, because we are constantly needing to become more like you. That means we have to change, and we have to change our ways and our attitudes. And the feast help us so much, Father, in that regard, to see ourselves, Lord, as we truly are, and then to see ourselves as you truly see us in the spiritual realm. So we give praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for your anointing over Rabbi tonight. Open our eyes to see you. Open our ears to hear you. Open our heart to embrace that which you are revealing to us this night, in Yeshua's name.
In Yeshua's name. Amen. Thank you, Ben. One of the early scriptures, and I want to read this to you, that the Lord gave me when I first got saved in the early 90s. It was Isaiah 43:10. And what it says is, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, to you may known, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. And before me, there is no other God formed, nor shall there be after me. And I mean, I have unpacked this and believed this for so many years. But anytime God makes you a witness, you need to understand you go into a witness protection. What I'm saying is, number one, is you don't instantly testify of your witness. You know, recently I had the prophetic dream on August the 3rd, and today actually was the first day I actually shared it on a Sid Roth program. So it's been kind of a while since that has happened. But the Lord said this was a time to release it. But here's the key that I want you to understand. God, you're his chosen witness. I have chosen to do what? To know and believe. And the key is to know and believe. Let's give an example. We've got little greenhouses for our kids at Covenant Academy at House of David. So we give them a seed and we tell them, okay, this seed is a tomato. And it's like, well, no, it's not. It's a seed. No, we're telling you, this seed is a tomato. We're testifying to you. If you take this seed, leave it alone in this dirt, water it faithfully, you're going to see tomatoes. Well, guess what? They're eating those tomatoes right now. But it took a time in the witness protection program under the good soil of the hand of God, being watered by the word of praise and affirmation, that now they're able to taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. And one of the things that's key is to speak. So I'm going to have Christy do Psalm 107:2. I've got it right here in my notes. It says, this word, I think this is key. I can tell you that the watchman over the words in our family is Christy Landry. Because if I want to go into a kvetch, which I don't do very often, but in 40 some years of marriage, she knows that she very kindly will let me know, you don't need to nurse and rehearse or speak this, because the key is your mouth is recording into the courts of heaven. And what you're recording, you want to record things that can bring fruit, not destruction. So if you would read this and then share with me.
And, you know, Rabbi does the same thing with me, because there are times when I say things that I shouldn't be saying. And he is so good to say, you know what? And so we're accountable to each other.
Well, it's an awesome thing. Teamwork, because some days are up, and you know what? Kvetching and complaining feels good temporarily. Mm-hmm. But once you understand what it's costing you, mm-hmm. you learn the discipline of saying, you know what? It's not that good.
Mm-hmm. And it grieves the Holy Spirit.
It grieves the Holy Spirit. And boy, we don't want, no, listen, we love the Holy Spirit. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Yeah. And you have to be able to do that. It's not like one time, okay, I'm paid for, I'm redeemed. And now I've said it, I've made a decree. It's something that every time the enemy starts mm-hmm. to attack, put God into remembrance of his word. If you would read Revelation 12:11, I love this. This is really kind of a House of David scripture for me, because I feel like Kurt Landry Ministries, House of David, we have this revelation, but one of the reasons we're still here, you got to realize we started in the Bible Belt years ago, 20 years ago, and meeting on a Friday night. And it was kind of like, well, that's a little bit strange. But when the testimonies of healing, prosperity, the love of God, miracle started coming, this scripture became very real to us.
Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
So what happened with us, I don't recommend it to anybody else, but the Lord clearly told us, I want you to meet on Friday night on the eve of Shabbat, and I want you to keep the feast. So anyway, this is what we did. And, you know, this is what we were called to do. The key is obeying what God has called you to do. And so go ahead and read 1 John 5:18.
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
So the key is it's not legalism. It's discipline to be able to speak his word, learn from his word. And so that's when the teaching came forth that we do called ACT, apply, change, and transform. You need to apply the word, make changes that don't align with what you apply, and allow the Holy Spirit and the word, which is spirit and life, John 6:63, let that word do the work. If you keep speaking the word will do the work. Psalm 34:7-9.
The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, all you saints. There is no want to those that fear him.
So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of really the beginning of wisdom. And the key with wisdom is good. It has to transform, but then you need knowledge, and the knowledge of, well, how does it work? Understanding that the word is spirit and life. And then the knowledge is, how do I walk that out? And what you do with that is you go into God's witness protection program. And what happens is, once you know you get something, you need to let the redeemed of the Lord in heaven say so, but not every neighbor and brother and sister in the church. That's why in House of David, we have miraculous healing. Listen, we had a miraculous healing in the studio today at House of David. We were filming, and one of our crew has been battling for 2 days, something pretty serious, you know, not death or anything, but something very uncomfortable. And Sid Roth has a gift of speaking words out. So he spoke out. He said, someone has a neck problem and they're being healed of it right now. And that person, I mean, instantly got healed. Praise God. But I'm not telling you who it is. I'm just saying, it instantly there. So what's happening is the Lord wants you to go into the witness protection program, and say so in the courts of heaven, like, Lord, amen. Father God, I thank you in the yes. mercy courts, Abba, Father, just judge, that your word did not come back void, mm-hmm. but prospered in my neck. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll go to 1 Samuel 15 and 22.
Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're in the Feast of Tabernacles. This is one of the pilgrim feasts. There's three feasts a year that we are to give a special first fruits offering. First one is Passover. Second one is Pentecost. And the third one is this week, the Feast of Tabernacles. And you need to be obedient in this. This is not a tithe. This is a love offering, a first fruits. And what you do is you simply give to the level of which the Lord has blessed you. And whatever that increase has been, the Lord's not asking for, this is not a sacrificial gift. This is a rejoicing. This is a love gift. And you can go to kurtlandry.com/feast and give your offering tonight. Get the seed in the ground as soon as you can. The sooner the seed is in the ground, the sooner the harvest or the increase will come. But obedience is not legalism. It's a demonstration of faith, trusting in God, and it shows love, honor towards God and your fellow man. You can also get my notes if you'll go to kurtlandry.com, and you can go and retrieve these notes that we're reading off so that you can study and teach others. The key is multiplication. The key is to be able to remember to like, share, subscribe, increase this good news, because there's so much bad news that's out there. So I'm going to have Christy read Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31.
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
See, now that's a witness that you do that is really not spoken out, but experienced. Your neighbors experience the love of God through you. It was so wonderful. One of my neighbors, we have not had a lot of rain in the last 30 days. And we've had a very wet spring, but a very dry end of the summer. And one of my neighbors that's responsible for all the properties that's here, that where we live, they said to me, and this was right before the eve of Sukkot yesterday, and it was so wonderful. They said to me, and they don't understand this, but they said, Rabbi, it's kind of like a rabbit's foot type thing. Rabbi, would you please pray that it rains? We need a really good rain. Things are so dry. And I said, absolutely. I said, I will pray. So Monday night was the eve of the Feast of Tabernacles. And in Zechariah 14, it says, those that don't keep tabernacles won't get rain, but those that do get it. And so anyway, so we had the tabernacles, had the kids here, the grandkids, Pastor Tim and Sandy. We had a wonderful time. And, but I looked up to the sky and there were stars, no clouds. But at about 11:30, some of you probably saw me, I actually went out in my robe. Everyone said, what's he doing with his robe out there in the sukkah? But it was pouring down rain. And I thought of my neighbor that asked. And I said, see, we kept tabernacles and here comes the rain. But the same thing happens with all the things you ask for, not just financially. Listen, this is a feast where you sow into good soil. God will take care of you. You know, the reason you need more than enough is so that you can bless others in the time of need. Okay, so on the act, I want you to do this. I want you to go to my notes, apply Matthew 6 and 31. Okay. That's just a reference oil. This is your homework. C, change. I want you to reference Psalms 37, 4 and 5, and on the transformation, Philippians 4, 13. So apply Matthew 6, 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall I eat or shall I drink? Or what shall I wear? Don't worry. Sow for protection and provision and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's Malachi 3, yeah?
And one of the things about being a witness is, how many times has God spared you, done things for you, given you beautiful things that your heart so desired. I'm not talking about natural things. I'm talking about, I mean, natural things, but relationships and all the things that are so important. And you're a witness of that. You are a witness of everything that he has done. So then the enemy comes along and he, yeah. And right here, don't worry about anything. Just remember, you've witnessed over and over all of your walk, how many miracles the Lord has provided for you individually. So you just have to shut the enemy up because you are a witness. You are a witness of the goodness of God. Every day, every moment, every breath.
So let's agree right now. We touch and agree for all of you. And, you know, and we pray for you every day. We pray for you that you'll be protected. You'll have provision and vision. And most of all, in our hearts, is that you would answer the call of God. Amen. Whether it's with our ministry. Listen, we're kingdom people. We want you to answer the call of God. We want to see the power. Why did my neighbor come? The neighbor's actually the one that is the manager of all these areas here. Why would she come? Because she sees the witness. She knows that there's power. And that's what we want in you, where people are coming to you for real practical things, just real practical. Listen, I'm going into a divorce. I have to break that assignment and be able to pray that and see the change. Go ahead. Well, the see of change is Psalms 37, 4 and 5. Go ahead and read that, please, if you
delight
would,
yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
So I want to share. I want you to listen. We're older now, and we've been doing this. This was my, what did we figure out? It's 33rd or 32nd. This is my 32nd birthday. I was born again in 89 in Feast of Tabernacles. And it's not all been easy, but I will say this, it's all been worthwhile. And I can tell you, it pays to obey God. It's not legalism. I wouldn't change the way our lifestyle. You know, one of the reasons I'm excited about the calendars that our staff produces is because it even helps me look at it. So when I'm planning events in my own life, I want to make sure it lines up. I want to put God first. But the key is delight. Everything God asks you to do, please hear me. I'm speaking to you as a spiritual father. Obeying God is safe for you. Obeying God is good for you and your children. Obeying God is good for your finances. Obeying God is just the best thing to do. Why? Because he created us. He knows us. And so I would just encourage you. I know people have to experiment. Believe me, we didn't get saved till we were, you know, in our mid-30s. We experimented with just about everything under the sun. I regret it. But now that we're on the other side, I'm telling you, it's better to obey God.
Yes.
And the transformation power of the Lord, your tea and your homework, apply Matthew 6:31. Change Psalm 37, 4 and 5, and the transforming power is Philippians 4, 13. So, babe, can you read that?
I want to share something else. Every step of obedience that you take, it's forming the path of your life for an eternity. Every step of obedience forms a pathway of your walk of life for eternity. And sometimes we get caught up in thinking about what's happening with us right now, but if we continue to make the right decisions, then it will be right with your children and it will be right with your children's children, because God will make a way. God will make a way if you continue on in obedience to him. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the key. So we're going to get ready to close. And what we're going to do is do what we do in the morning, praying for our family and praying for you. Because you need to understand, to us, you're the mishpacha. You're the family. When I see my friends, and I won't mention the nation, translating our messages into their language, and it being just sent out all over. I mean, these are promises the Lord made a long time ago, that the words that we would speak would go to the nations. The nations are our inheritance. So the first thing we're going to do is excuse me. Normally, Christy and I both, she has a shofar and I do too, but I'm just going to blow tonight. But the reason we blow this is, and there's a change in the atmosphere, and you'll hear it even coming through the airways. In Numbers chapter 10, verse 9, it says that when you blow this, you'll be remembered before the Lord. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? That means, I'm going to just unpack that a little bit. Everything written in your book in heaven, there's a book of remembrance and a book in heaven. Everything that is going to be applied for that day in your book, he remembers it. And the angels of the Lord hearken unto the trump, and the word shall not come back void. So you have a complete activation of your destiny for that day. And that's one of the reasons we do this. So the first thing we do is we blow the shofar, and we do it three times. We're going to do that now. Okay. If you have yours, go ahead and let's blow together. Thank you. So now we're in the courts of heaven, and we're being remembered before the Lord. And we say, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, according to the instructions that you gave us and according to the word of God that you given to Isaiah the prophet, you decree and declare that it is the anointing oil that breaks the yoke, meaning that the family curses, habits, and patterns that if this is your neck and this is a yoke, the yoke can turn your head from no, I'm going to do it the family way versus no, I'm going to do it the new family way, my new identity and my new creation in Messiah. That it actually translates out in Isaiah that the anointing oil makes the neck fat, meaning that the yokes of the enemy are always the same size, but when your neck becomes mature, it can't turn your head. Doesn't mean it doesn't come and bounce off your neck every now and then. It just means your neck is no longer submitted to the actions and the authority, habit, and patterns of it. So the way Christy and I do it is we say, Father God, we thank you that the anointing oil breaks the yoke off our family and off all the families at House of David, Kurt Landry Ministries, yes. My Olive Tree, and we break that yoke. And I anoint her neck as the head of the household. I'm speaking over that our family, that every yoke is broken in Yeshua's name. We have no identity with it. It cannot turn us. It cannot vex us, hex us. It cannot cause confusion in our thoughts. In Yeshua's name. So if you're in the comments, make sure you say in the comments, say, in Yeshua's name, I break every yoke all the way back to the garden. And then we say, Lord, we're going to go into your house. We're going to tabernacle together. And Father God, your word says in Psalm 91, he who abides under the shelter, this is symbolic. This tallit is symbolic of that shelter. So now all the generational curses are broken, and we come into tabernacle, the tallit of God, Psalm 91. And Christy's going to speak that blessing over all of us tonight. So let's go ahead and prepare and decree. If you want, you can go. And one of the free downloads is our Psalm 91 download, which we have the names of God. If you've lost yours, or just get a fresh one, go to kurtlandry.com and get a free download on Psalm 91 and the names of God. So let's touch and agree. And Christy's going to just speak this out of protection in the courts of heaven. Let it be registered today, yes, that as you're covering Kurt Landry Ministries, My Olive Tree, House of David, however you're connected with us in all three, we speak this over your family right now in Yeshua's name.
In Yeshua's name. Father, we praise you that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and that we shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand.
Yes, Lord.
We will say of you, Lord, the Lord is our refuge, and the Lord is our fortress, and he is our God. And on you, Father God, do we lean, and on you do we rely, and in you we shall confidently trust. For then you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, and you will cover us with your pinions, and under your wings we shall trust, and we shall find refuge. Your truth and your faithfulness are a buckler and a shield to us. We shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrows and the wicked evil and plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 may fall at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us.
Dwelling.
Only a spectator shall we be, and we will be inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as we witness the reward of the wicked. Because we have made you, Lord, our refuge, and the Most High has become our dwelling place, there shall no evil befall us, nor any plague nor calamity shall come nigh our tent. For Father God, you will give your angels a special charge over us to accompany us, to defend us, to preserve us in all of our ways of obedience and service. Your angels shall bear us up on their hands, lest we should dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, Father, we shall trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you will deliver us. You will set us on high, because we know you and we have understood your name. We have a personal knowledge of your mercy, of your love and your kindness.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Trust and we rest and rely on you, knowing that you will never, never, ever forsake us. We shall call upon you and you will answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us and honor us with long life. You will satisfy us. And you will show us your salvation, your delivering power over and over and over again, Lord. And we give praise and we give thanksgiving to you. We thank you that this is the promise of your word. This is the covenant that was formed in your heart for us, Lord. This is not something that we made up. Yes, we delight in it. But Lord, it came from your heart of unfathomable love towards all of your people, all of your children, Father. This is the blessing we can receive if we have chosen, if we have said yes to you. And the more and more we say yes, Father, the more and more and more we will realize the natural and the supernatural blessings of God. And we give praise and we give thanksgiving for it, particularly in these feasts, Father, that bring us back to a place of remembrance, remembering who you are, the price that was paid for us, how much you love us, how much you desire us to be fruitful and to multiply and to be obedient, to take back that which the enemy has tried to take from us, in Yeshua's precious name.
Amen. Never apologize for praying.
Amen.
Father God, we speak this and record it in the mercy courts of heaven to you, Heavenly Father, as just judge over every House of David member, Kurt Landry ministry, family member, all those members, all my Olive Tree sponsor members, Father God, we speak it. Lord, you know who they are.
Yes.
We speak it over them. We pray that in the courts of heaven, it be released.
Yes,
angels,
Father,
for them,
thank
protection,
you, Lord.
Health,
thank you, Lord.
Healing,
yes.
Prosperity.
Yes.
Lord, you've unified a Gideon's
Lord.
Army in this ministry. It's a three-stranded cord.
Thank you,
it's a congregation, the House of David,
Father.
One New Man Embassy.
Yes.
It's Kurt Landry
thank
Ministries
you,
and outreach to the nations and to the Jews first in Israel. My Olive Tree, blessing the land
thank
of Israel
you,
according
Lord.
To Amos 9:11. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for providing this three-stranded cord. Just as the seed, Lord, is planted to plant the olive tree, the matzah that we have, just as this bread, a seed was planted and harvested for this matzah. And Lord, we thank you that your word says that healing is the children's bread. And Lord, the reason you said to do this in the third cup of redemption, to do this in remembrance of me as we decree and declare tonight, you are our nutrition. Yes. You are our provision. Yes. You are our protection. Yes. You are our health. Yes. Everything within this, we seal this time. You, we go into God's witness protection program, yes, under the shelter of his wing. Yes. And Lord, we thank you for it. That, Lord, as we consume you, you consume, amen, us. Bless, amen, this bread, yes, in Yeshua's name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, as we seal this time together, you, we lift up our cups.
Thank you,
Father. And Lord, we seal this in the blood of Yeshua. Lord, your scripture says, and they overcame him, Revelation 12:11, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. Lord, as we come into this witness protection program in the shelter of your wing, thank we you, seal it. Lord, just like a Jewish bride, we accept the cup and all its promises, and we say, if you would please, even in the comments, say yes and amen.
Amen.
Yes and
yes,
amen. And
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please hit like, follow, and share. Subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. Also, you can go to kurtlandry.com/feast. Get your feast offering in the ground. This is a great opportunity for you to receive that immersion into your priesthood as a king and priest. Friday night, 7 p.m. Central. At House of David, the One New Man Embassy, I'm going to be bringing a word, and the word of the Lord is that the nations are coming to worship the Lord.
Amen.
It's going to be a powerful time,
amen,
and you want to be a part of it. The Lord has also given me a prophetic word about the nation of Israel. I'll be bringing it. I actually prophesied it today on a Sid Roth program. Sid just said, I've been meditating on this word for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. Oh man, time, it might be longer. But the Lord showed me something supernatural that was going to happen in Israel for Israel's deliverance in regards to COVID and all the battles that they're battling over there. And it's just powerful. And so today in our taping of the show, Sid asked, you know, we've known each other a long time. He's comfortable. He said, Rabbi, what is the Lord speaking to you right now? And I actually shared this word and it was powerful. I hadn't even shared it with Christy yet. She was just very touched when I shared it, but we're going to release that word, Lord willing, on Friday night. So you need to be with us Friday night, whether you're here at House of David, or if you're online, have that virtual experience, join us. It's going to be a powerful time,
yes,
and you absolutely will be blessed. Thank you so much for,
yes,
supporting us during, yes, this season. And thank you so much. And, you know, this project right here, this is going so well. Thank you so much. All these books going to the soldiers of our testimony. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's really the timing of it during the feast, because they're pretty much on lockdown right now. Obviously, they're prepared for any emergency. And guess what? They're reading. Thank you. Powerful. So anyway, we seal this work. Thank you so much. Please share if this has blessed you. And go ahead and download the notes. Go to kurtlandry.com. Go and download the notes. It's there for you. And any of the free things, downloads the Psalm 91 as well. Thank you so much. And do you have anything else?
I just think it's exciting times. I mean, as horrible as things have been and so chaotic around the whole world, we are living in the most exciting times,
yes,
because we are preparing for the return of the King. And it may be decades and decades and decades, but we are preparing because things are happening in the spirit. So much is happening. So we're just so excited.
Yes. Amen. Love you guys. Bless
you. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you for joining us at our, mm-hmm, little sukkah with our family. And join us Friday night in the big sukkah at House of David, yes, 7 p.m. Central. Amen. You won't be disappointed. We'll see you then.
Love you.
Love you. Hag Shameach.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.